All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. It has really been a pleasure going through all these exercises, and I just want to remind you again, energetically, you can heal your relationship with money. You can enjoy financial abundance peacefully. You can release any anger you have about old stories connected to money. You can release any resentment you feel about other people who have money. You can release resentment towards old business partners or your family members who haven't handled money very well. You can release envy and jealousy. You can release hurt. Maybe there's an old event we didn't tap on where you felt really hurt by what someone did with financial abundance in you. You can tap on the idea that money isn't spiritual, that wealth isn't spiritual. Well, of course it's spiritual. We are spiritual beings, and when we're deeply connected to our source and our spirit, money becomes easier to attract. It's the people who use money for the wrong reasons and chase money and love money rather than love how they can help people and themselves with money. That's where the energy is off. So there are thousands of tappable issues, as you can see by now. You can tap on, as I said, anger, resentment, hurt. What about loneliness? Maybe money has made you feel lonely. Maybe you experienced money separating you and a loved one. Loneliness, hurt, frustration, shame, embarrassment, guilt. Maybe you feel guilty about something you did with your money. Something you didn't do. Maybe you weren't very generous at a time in your life. Maybe you don't feel generous now. All of the emotions are tappable issues. You make them into a target, choose a setup phrase, and start tapping. So all the emotions are tappable issues, and all those old events are tappable issues. Maybe you remember, after all the tapping and these recordings, you remember someone said something to you about money and it really stuck. And you didn't realize it. It wasn't necessarily repressed material, but you weren't aware of it until we did this tapping. Maybe there are other events where you saw people fight around money, so you ended up thinking that money is bad, money causes conflict, money causes problems. So all of those are tappable issues. Every emotion, every event, and every symptom, when you look at money, feel money, talk about it, when you feel anxious in your chest, it's a tappable issue. When you feel sick to your stomach about the thought of paying your mortgage, that's a tappable issue. So what we do is we enter the acupuncture system, the meridian circuitry of energy and electricity in your body and mind, and reduce and clear all that negative energy so you can heal your relationship with money. And of course, we want, all of us want to have love and friendship and depth and emotional peace as well as the money. So what we do is we help you with the tapping get to those emotional states of comfort and ease and confidence, and that helps your money vibration as well. So thanks again for listening. This is Carol Look, www.attractingabundance.com.